once they're happy, the enemy position's cleared, they'll then shout regroup. So they'll go back through that same route and regroup there, where they get an all-round defence, do a quick head count, search an enemy dead.
It's a hot day on the Pentland Hills, just south of Edinburgh. But at least I'm in shorts and t-shirt. The men surrounding me are in full military gear, ready to show what it takes to be in the UK Territorial Army. This is the Summer Challenge, and part of the recruitment drive for more reserve soldiers in the UK. By the year 2020, the government hopes to double the size of the Territorial Army to 30,000 troops. I talked to some of those who hope to pass the course this week. Well, what's your name and where are you from?
Harry Wales, I'm from Dundee.
And why did you join the Territorial Army?
I used to be in the regulars and I got MD'd, so this is my only option really, but it's a good option and I'm happy I've finally got the end of it. So.
And what have they put you through?
We've had a few exercises like overnight. This has been the longest one, which is 4 days, 3 nights. We've had bayonet training, we've had adventure training. We went up to Rothiemurchus Lodge up in Aviemore, got kayaking, canoeing and that. We've done pretty much everything you would do in regular basic training, but condensed.
Your mates in civilian life, would you encourage them to join the Territorial Army?
I've tried, but they won't shave their heads, so it's not happening.
It's dark and wet, and I'm now in the woods surrounded by camouflage. It's working well, as I find it hard to see the tents, soldiers and equipment of the camp. One of the troops is on guard, while the others clean, sleep and cook, getting ready for the next training session.
What's happening here? You obviously got guy cleaning his weapon. He's been cooking already, as I said before, about the, you know, the sticky residue.
Yeah.
Is it hot or not? No. Yeah, the sticky residue there.
Sure.
That's obviously because he's not cleaning it. Basically, he's just been cooking. Obviously, while you lot have been walking around, he's cut it. So, basically, to clean it, I'll just rub it against the floor and it'll come off. He's got some food in there. He's cooking for himself and his buddy while he's cleaning his weapon. Obviously, you're going to keep one weapon together just in case you get attacked.
How heavy are the guns?
4 kilo.
Yeah. Oh. It's got a weight on it.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? Again, if you've been doing it years, you don't really know so as much. Obviously, these guys have come in brand new, never really put a burger on before. From going from nothing to, you know, what I carry about, it's quite cheeky for them.
The Summer Challenge fun isn't over yet. Major Fitzgerald is going to map out for me the next few days.
From now on, they've got another night out in the field tonight, back in tomorrow morning, assault course test, bayonet fighting test, and then on Thursday they've got their 6 mile combat fitness test as well. They've got to achieve a pass in all these things in order to pass out on Sunday as a trained phase one trained soldier.
Well, I hope they enjoyed that. It's the passing parade and summer challenge success for 141 recruits means a bit of showing off in front of the family. One recruit, Private French, did particularly well and made his family proud. And what's your name, sir?
It's Private French.
And what ward have you won?
Best recruit.
How are you feeling today?
Yeah, very proud. I wasn't expecting to get best recruit, but when I got my name announced, it was a prize from my family and that turned out today. So it was really good.
And how's it been the last couple of weeks?
It's been difficult, but yeah, soldiered on, really good. Enjoyed it.
What's your plans after winning the award?
Back to work and then hopefully try and push for promotion and stuff in the future.
Hi, sir. What's your name?
Graham French.
And why are you here today?
We're here to watch my son, Sean French, passing out today. And done very well. He won the best recruitment for his, is it the squad, they call it. So very proud of him. He's actually done the last 2 weeks with a broken finger. He broke his finger while on field exercise. And I asked him why he never got it fixed here. And he says, well, if I came out of the field, I would have failed my exercise. So he's actually done the last 2 weeks with his finger broken. So
that's incredible.
Yeah, so when we get him home, I better get him in and get it fixed there.
Aye, it's good that he got an award for it as well.
Yeah, it's a wonderful day. And
have you noticed a change in your son from the beginning of the course to today?
Yes, he's not so stubborn. He's better behaved.
So what was it behaved like before then?
You were
undisciplined.
Bad-tempered. But no, he's a better behaved boy now.
That's great.
It's good.
Forward! Forward!
During a very long silence, the soldiers stood guard, showing their discipline. But they were soon cheered by the crowd and marched off to their new family, the defence of the United Kingdom. This is Tristan Davis, reporting for Castle FM Scotland News in Edinburgh.